Tonight, the new alarming COVID forecast from the CDC. The agency now warning hospitalizations in the U.S. could more than triple by the end of the month. Dr. Anthony Fauci also predicting daily infections may double in the coming weeks, soaring to as many as 200,000 cases per day. The relentless Delta variant now accounting for 93% of all cases in the U.S., driving case numbers to levels not seen in months. Serious concerns for young people. Pediatric COVID cases nearly doubling in the past week. Louisiana reporting the nation's highest infection rate. Doctors in the state exhausted.
It's exploding.
Absolutely. Skyrocketing through the roof.
Tonight, our Marcus Moore inside one of the hospitals on the front lines. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo defying growing calls to step down. Fallout from the scathing report he sexually harassed multiple women. Protesters gathering outside the governor's New York City office. Prosecutors in four New York counties launching criminal investigations. And state lawmakers now weighing impeachment. Could Cuomo get removed from office? Terrifying moments from a workplace shooting in Tennessee. The new body camera video showing police confronting the gunman. Plus chilling surveillance images and 911 dispatch audio. New details from investigators in the arson that gutted the USS Bonhomme Richard. Documents identifying the suspect as a 20-year-old Navy SEAL dropout. What we're learning tonight. The dangerous fire threat in the West. Excessive heat fueling fears that raging wildfires could explode in size. In Northern California, the devastating Dixie Fire forcing evacuation orders for 15,000 people. Also, another fire disaster overseas driven by extreme heat. An air travel nightmare. Spirit Airlines grounding 60% of its flights today. More than 1,000 cancellations in just 4 days. Other airlines struggling as well as hundreds of passengers are left stranded.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening. It's great to have you with us on a Wednesday night. I'm Whit Johnson in for David tonight. We begin with the pandemic and new evidence of the Delta variant surge across the country. The variant now accounting for 93% of new cases. The CDC projecting hospitalizations could triple by the end of the month. And deaths could rise to as many as 9,100 per week. Hospitals in the hot zones overwhelmed again. Louisiana with more COVID patients than ever before, including the state's Willis-Knight Hospital, where we'll take you inside tonight. Frontline workers describing the pain and exhaustion of the last year and a half, but this remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Children still at risk. 48 million children under 12 not yet eligible for vaccinations. The battle over masking also heating up again. A vocal protest against masks in schools in Jefferson County, Colorado. The governor of Arkansas, one of 8 states that have outlawed mask mandates, now trying to get the legislature to allow an exception for schools. Tonight, 192 million people have received at least one dose. That's 67% of everyone 12 years and older. And tonight, news that the FDA may issue full authorization to the Pfizer vaccine in just weeks. ABC's Marcus Moore leads us off in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Tonight, the warning signs the worst of the summer surge is yet to come. An alarming new projection from the CDC shows the number of COVID patients could triple by the end of August. Deaths could reach as many as 9,000 a week, and Dr. Fauci warning cases could hit 200,000 a day. We went to Louisiana, ground zero, with the highest infection rate in the country. Inside Willis-Knight Medical Center in Shreveport, the patients keep coming.
So it's exploding.
Absolutely. Skyrocketing through the roof.
And every day is a battle emotionally and physically for nurse Melinda Hunt.
I'm putting people that are my age and my parents' age in body bags, and it is my worst fear for it to be one of them.
I've seen a lot of tears here today.
Yeah, to be honest, I probably cry. Most days at work, and I cry when I go home.
And why? Why?
I'm tired. I've been doing this for a year and a half. And it feels like there's never going to be an end. And if you're not going to get the vaccine, at least wear a mask. Try to be part of the solution.
75-year-old Curtis Cannon has been struggling to breathe with chest pains. He was skeptical about the vaccine, but not anymore.
there's a lot of people out there who are reluctant to get vaccinated, and they don't believe it will help them.
Yes.
What do you tell those people?
I tell them they need to get vaccinated because this isn't fun.
In Virginia, 43-year-old Travis Campbell also regrets not getting the vaccine, writing on Facebook, "I'm over the stupid conspiracies. It's time to be rational and protective." He now wants others to get the shot.
My friends and family, vaccinated. I love you.
Across the country, the battle over masks intensifying. In Jefferson County, Colorado, hundreds of parents today protesting a new mask requirement for 3 to 11-year-olds in schools. 8 states have banned mask mandates, including COVID hot zones like Florida, where the governor has threatened to cut funding for schools requiring masks.
But let me tell you this. If you're coming after the rights of parents in Florida, I'm standing in your way. I'm not going to let you get away with it.
But in Arkansas, which is also treating a record number of COVID patients, the governor backtracking, now urging lawmakers to carve out an exception so schools can require masks.
In hindsight, I wish that had not become law. We do have a vulnerable group that is not eligible for the vaccine.
And growing concerns now with pediatric cases nearly doubling in the last week. 7-year-old Cash Henderson in St. Louis is immunocompromised. He got COVID and spent 3 days in the hospital.
You are not going to get the vaccine for whatever reason. You know, you believe that you're not going to get it. Get it for other people, you know, or to wear a mask.
Marcus Moore joining us now in Louisiana. And Marcus, as health experts are pleading for more people to get vaccinated, there's word tonight the FDA is now fast-tracking full approval of the Pfizer vaccine.
Whit, that's right. Sources tell ABC News that that full approval could come by early September. Now, Dr. Fauci says hopefully it will be in the next couple of weeks or even sooner. Health officials are hoping that it will convince some people who have been hesitant to finally get the shot. It could also pave the way with for more of those vaccine mandates.
Many hoping that will make the difference. All right, Marcus Moore for us. Thank you. Next, we do move to the mounting pressure on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo after that scathing investigation, finding he sexually harassed multiple women and violated state and federal law. The governor digging in, though, denying the claims. But tonight, prosecutors in 4 jurisdictions are now investigating. The governor losing support from the state's majority Democrat legislature. The assembly's impeachment investigation now ramping up. He's also losing support from voters, protesters outside his office here in New York City calling for him to resign. And a banner flying over Albany today reading, "The report is in, remove Cuomo now." So how long can the governor hang on? ABC's Ariel Reshef is in Albany.
Tonight, across New York, 4 separate district attorneys now launching criminal probes into Governor Andrew Cuomo after a scathing state investigation found he sexually harassed 11 women and turned his office into a cauldron of fear and abuse.
Words that witnesses have used repeatedly to describe it include toxic, hostile, abusive. Others use words like fear, intimidation, bullying, vindictive.
In the skies over Albany, this banner declaring, "The report is in. Remove Cuomo now."
Cuomo's got to go. Cuomo's got to go.
Not a single prominent New York Democrat is defending the embattled governor.
The governor should resign.
He absolutely should resign.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi agrees. So does President Biden. The White House doubling down today.
The president believes Governor Cuomo should do the right thing, resign. And leave space for future leadership in New York.
Cuomo himself has not been seen or heard from since releasing a recorded statement more than 24 hours ago.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances.
Today, he is bleeding support from his closest allies. The New York Democratic chairman calling on the governor to step down, declaring, "I believe the women, I believe the allegations." The powerful New York State Assembly Speaker says Cuomo can no longer remain in office, adding he will wrap up the ongoing impeachment investigation as soon as possible. There is talk of impeaching Cuomo as soon as September, but on GMA, one of the governor's accusers, Charlotte Bennett, says that's too late.
It's really the responsibility of Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie to impeach him immediately. And, you know, September is not soon enough. This needs to happen now. He is a danger.
So let's get to Ariel Reshef with us now in Albany. And Ariel, what is the timeline here on potential impeachment? The Assembly Judiciary Committee is set to meet on Monday.
That's right, Whit, and that could give us a good sense of just how quickly things could move, but it is not looking good for Governor Cuomo. It would take 76 votes in the Assembly in order to impeach him. As of today, 82 members say they would vote yes. If he's impeached, he would have to step down until the trial is over. Whit?
The governor feeling the pressure from all sides. Ariel, thank you. Next tonight, a chilling new look inside the workplace shooting near Nashville that left three people wounded and the assailant dead. Police releasing surveillance video of the gunman opening fire outside and the frantic 911 calls for help. Police body camera video also showing the gunman's fatal encounter with officers. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
An investigation underway in Nashville at the Smile Direct Club manufacturing facility Tuesday, just as employees were changing shifts. Authorities releasing this video identifying the gunman as an employee, 22-year-old Antonio King.
He seemingly was reporting for work, but with him, as he reported for work, was this Glock semi-automatic pistol with an extended magazine, and for some reason, he opened fire.
Frantic calls to 911 describing the gunman's rage.
He's got multiple clips in his sling pack because he keeps replenishing bullets. I've probably heard 20 rounds.
Fellow employees, terrified, scrambling for cover.
We cleared the office area and we're trying to clear people in the parking lot. People's seeking shelter in between the vehicles.
Security guards in the building firing back, keeping King at bay, forcing him outside. Within minutes, Nashville police on the scene pursuing the suspect who appears to ignore commands.
Do not move! Drop the weapon!
Drop the weapon!
Drop it now!
As King appears to raise the weapon, officers open fire, King dropping to the ground. They then rush to render aid. King later died at the hospital. Workers here in disbelief.
I don't know how this happened. Even I'm surprised how this thing happened.
And with three people inside the facility were injured, the exact motive remains under investigation. But King's family did release a statement saying he suffered from mental illness. Whit.
Alex Perez with that disturbing video. Thank you. Now to the Navy SEAL dropout facing charges for that disastrous fire on a Navy warship last summer. The fire on the USS Bonhomme Richard burned for days. The ship now decommissioned, too costly to repair. Tonight, newly unsealed documents revealing details from the investigation. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
Tonight, new details in the case against a U.S. Navy sailor accused of setting fire to the USS Bonhomme Richard. Naval authorities identifying 20-year-old Ryan Sawyer Mays as the suspected arsonist. In a newly unsealed federal search warrant, one witness telling investigators he believes he saw Mays heading to the lower stowage area where the fire began. That witness also saying Mays hates the U.S. Navy and the fleet. According to officials, Mays had dropped out of Navy SEAL training after 5 days in 2019, before being reassigned to the USS Bonhomme Richard. The massive blaze breaking out last July on the large amphibious assault ship docked in San Diego. At least 71 people were injured. Investigators finding a bottle that tested positive for highly flammable liquids and evidence of a tampered crime scene, including fire hoses that had been disconnected. The blaze gutting the warship, forcing the Navy to put it out of service in April. The estimated cost to replace it topping $4 billion.
Mays is charged with aggravated arson and willfully hazarding a vessel. His lawyer tells us there is no evidence that directly points to Mays and that his client was not angry about his SEAL experience. Mays maintains his innocence. Whit.
Stephanie Ramos, thank you. Now to the heat and fire threat in the West. More than 96 large fires burning in 14 states now. The Forest Service saying this season is unprecedented, calling it a national crisis. California's Dixie Fire jumping the fire lines overnight, forcing 15,000 people out of their homes. And reservoirs running dry from the drought, threatening the drinking water supply for millions. Here's ABC's chief national correspondent, Matt Gutman.
The Dixie Fire in Northern California, stoked by heat and threatening winds, again jumping perimeter lines. It's now more than 274,000 acres in size and forced some 15,000 more people to flee on Tuesday. Firefighters now facing red flag warnings.
It's going to be very hazardous conditions in the next 2 days.
The McFarland fire also exploding. It's west of Redding, California, and now over 20,000 acres and out of control. The 2021 fire season already outpacing last year's, which was the most destructive fire season on record.
More than double the acres burned so far year to date, and we're just, you know, we're getting started.
As is the western drought. Lake Oroville, the second largest reservoir in California, falling to levels not seen since 1977.
Water supplies are extremely limited across the state, and we are running out of options.
Overnight, regulators approving a plan that could stop many farmers from diverting water from two of the state's largest river systems. The drought now threatening the drinking water supply for some 25 million residents.
Whit, because the Forest Service is calling this a national crisis, they are moving away from the way they've been fighting fires. They're moving away from so-called let it burn policy and now saying they're going to throw every available resource at fighting fires threatening communities or infrastructure. Whit.
All right, Matt Gutman for us tonight. Thank you. Next, more people caught in the air travel nightmare tonight. Spirit Airlines grounding 60% of its flights today, more than 1,000 cancellations in just 4 days. How Spirit is explaining all of this tonight. Here's ABC's Victor Okendo.
Tonight, Spirit Airlines struggles, now stretching across 4 agonizing days for travelers. More than 400 flights canceled today, leaving thousands stranded, frustrated, without answers.
Not knowing when you're going to make it home or if you're going to get home.
Spirit forced to cancel more than 60% of its scheduled flights as it undergoes what it calls a reset of operations and now offering to pay flight attendants double for picking up extra shifts to minimize further cancellations. The Matias family is traveling with their 2-year-old daughter who has a heart condition. She needed a checkup in Orlando. They flew south to Fort Lauderdale, but their connection home to St. Croix canceled.
It's scary because we already go through something with her plus this. It's very scary.
The nightmare started Sunday with more than 1,100 flight cancellations in the past 4 days.
Spirit telling ABC News the disruptions were caused by overlapping operational challenges, including weather, system outages, and staffing shortages, but they do expect fewer cancellations in the coming days. Whit?
Let's hope so. Passengers have definitely had enough. All right, Victor, thank you. There's still much more ahead on World News Tonight this Wednesday, an urgent rescue operation as wildfires rage overseas.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially 4 trials facing former President Trump as he makes his 3rd bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, a brutal heat wave driving devastating wildfires in Greece. Rescuers evacuating dozens of people from an island just off the Greek mainland. More than 100 wildfires burning in the country, one scorching more than 100 homes and businesses near the capital city of Athens. A new report suggests the Earth's entire population of emperor penguins could die out by the year 2100. That's if the pace of global ice melting continues. That research published in the scientific journal Global Change Biology. More Olympic gold medal wins tonight for Team USA. Runner Athing Mo taking gold in the women's 800 meters. The 19-year-old clocking the fastest time in the world this year. Sydney McLaughlin beating her own world record to win gold in the women's 400-meter hurdles, and Tamira Mensah-Stock becoming the first American black woman to win wrestling gold. Congratulations to all of them. Finally tonight, America Strong, the three best friends in the centennial milestone they all hit together. Ruth Schwartz, Lorraine Perello, Mitzi Moscow, all best friends at Atria Senior Living in New York City, and all celebrating their 100th birthdays within just 1 week of each other. Cheering one another on, lighting the candles, singing happy birthday.
Overwhelmed, so I'll just have a sip of champagne.
Their lives full. Ruth was a teacher. Lorraine, a professional opera singer. Mitzi worked alongside her husband in their law office and furniture business. So how is it to be 100?
It's marvelous.
Thankful for one another during the pandemic, telling us they are grateful for the vaccine, feeling liberated.
We got our vaccine, which is so important. We're on the trail back to normal living.
And what is their secret to a long, happy life?
Mingling with other people. I was able to pursue a career that I loved and play tennis. Children, this is what keeps me happy, keeps me going.
Tonight, celebrating three women, all America Strong.
Goodbye, everyone. It was fun being on television.
Yes, it was.
It was fun to have you. Ruth, Lorraine, and Mitzi, happy birthday from all of us. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Whit Johnson in New York. Have a great night.